I used to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. Hiring is so much easier now. ZipRecruiter sends my jobs to over 100 job boards and finds the right candidates for me. Fast.
4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Only abortion clinic in Missouri is in the hands of a St. Louis judge.
Planned Parenthood has until today to get its license renewed at its clinic in St. Louis.
Missourians are out making their voices heard in opposition to this weaponized, politicized process.
Planned Parenthood's Mavie Mead saying it's about protecting access to legal and safe abortions. The state of Missouri says it's not a pro-life issue, but a patient complaint that sparked an investigation into the clinic that Republican Governor Mike Parson calls a health hazard, with a history of botched abortions and malpractice. A decision in the case could come in court today. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The license expires at midnight. Planned Parenthood seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the state from allowing that license to lapse. An Ohio man now admits he killed his ex-girlfriend.
Accused killer Arturo Novoa of Youngstown, Ohio, opting not to go to trial at the last minute and entering a guilty plea instead.
I was a little blown back.
Debbie DePaul is the victim's sister. Investigators say Shannon Graves was murdered and dismembered. Her remains were found inside of a freezer. DePaul describing the emotional ordeal following her sister's fate and Novoa's plea.
It's this wave that comes over you.
Shannon's killer will be sentenced next month on more than 40 counts related to her death. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Florida judge just denying a request by a former police officer to be released from prison as he appeals his conviction in the 2015 shooting death of a stranded motorist. The Palm Beach County Circuit Judge says the flight risk is just too great, given that Newman Raha was sentenced to 25 years in prison last month after being convicted in March. The defense attorney says he plans to immediately appeal the decision. Again, a sell-off on Wall Street and oil prices are sinking, too, to nearly $54 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming,
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. Final days of the 80th Nevada Legislature. What is it like behind the scenes? What about that frantic sprint to the finish line A guy that probably knows about this because he did it for 8 years in the California legislature. He is Rico Waller, my friend from Carson Insulation in Mound House, and he joins us now from, well, let me ask you, where are you calling from today?
I'm on top of the mountain, and I am 27 for 31, Kevin, 27 out of 31.
27 for 31. What does that mean?
That's how many shots I took killing ground squirrels.
Oh, my God, 27 for 31. Not bad.
I went 17 in a row. My record's 21, but I went 17 in a row. Then I missed one.
I just love that. I just love it. Now, while you're out there shooting ground squirrels, members of the Nevada legislature, the 80th Nevada legislature, are going through the final days. We're down to 3 days and counting. We had a bill dropped last night, 10:27 p.m., 4 days from the close, and it would be an equal rights amendment. Nobody quite knows where this bill came from, how it came to be, but it's there, and it's getting a hearing, believe it or not, today. Wow, that's shocking.
I'm not familiar with that bill. Do you know what it
no,
entails?
It's a state equal rights amendment bill that would have to be passed again in the next legislature. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to watch that, see what that nonsense is about, because when the Democrats talk about equal rights, it's not equal rights. It's about punishing businesses and punishing particularly Christian people.
Rico, let me ask you, what are these final days like from your experience in the People's Republic of California's legislature for, 8 years? What are these final hours like, these final days like?
Very sleepless for you and your staff. You end up working 20-hour days and just falling asleep on your couch in your office and getting up and doing it again. Because you gotta, they cram a lot of stuff into the end to try to slip stuff through. And I remember being just almost elated when the last bell rang and it was over and get to go home and the session's over, because it's just so intense.
Let me ask you though, you've told me this before, that you had kind of a hard and fast rule that you don't vote for stuff that you don't read and you don't know what's in it. The problem is that you've got hundreds of bills that are still waiting in the queue right now. There will be legislators who will have to vote for some bills that maybe they don't know much about. What would you do when you got down to the final hours, when you got to, say, Monday afternoon and at midnight you shut down? What do you do when you get to some of these bills that you know may be well-meaning, but you don't know, you haven't had a chance to read all of them? What do you do then?
Well, we had seven or eight guys and gals in the legislature with whom I was ideologically sympathetic and agreeable, and we would divide up the bills, and like I'd take 14 of them, and my staffers and I would read those and come to a conclusion. Also, we had staff that worked for the caucus that did that likewise, and then there'd be some we'd be able to make an intelligent vote on. But if it was a bill that I was not completely comfortable with, I just vote no. I mean, you know, the status quo is better than passing bad law.
Let me just ask you though: were you in the minority or the majority?
I was in the minority the whole time. The whole time I was there. I was when I first came to the assembly, there were 37 Republicans and 43 Democrats. Well, 42 Democrats and a Green Party member named Audie Bach. And then there was when I was in the Senate, there were 17 Republicans and 23 Democrats. So they didn't have a supermajority. Today in California, the Democrats have an absolute supermajority in both houses and a wacko governor, and the state's going to hell in a handbasket.
Wow, that's a little scary. By the way, we had one state senator, Pete Gokachea, who said that. In fact, I'm going to let you hear what it is he said. Well, let me just paraphrase because I want to get to your response. That we are going to become more and more like California, and that we're going to have taxes. Pete Gokachea on the Senate Finance Committee, who says we are going to end up with $1 billion in new taxes if we're not careful. Do legislators really worry about the legacy they leave behind? And I'm talking about legacy relative to their next election. Do they worry about, oh, this vote might sink me? This might be used in mailers somewhere down the road against me?
Sure they do. I can tell you one thing. Pete Gokachea is the real deal. He's a really good guy. I know him personally, and I insulated his house, as a matter of fact.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. And we supplied the drywall and the roofing, and we insulated his house in the, was it Eureka, Nevada?
Yes, Eureka.
Way out there.
Yes.
And what a wonderful man and his wife. They're just wonderful people. So I was Pete Gokuchiya, we're governor, and we had about 40 like him in the legislature because he'd preserve and protect the legacy that all Nevadans should be able to expect. And we're not going to be able to expect that now with these latest elections and the Democrats we've elected. We need to win next time. We need to win a bunch of seats. And I think it's a good chance we do.
Let me just ask you in a final couple of minutes, because I know you got construction folks with you there. What do you think of Governor Sisolak and his veto of that Electoral College popular vote compact thing? AB, I think, 186. What did you think of the governor? To me, it came from out of left field. Nobody was expecting it.
I'm surprised that he did that. He did the right thing. Do you notice that there are no red states that have done that?
Ain't that
it's
the
all
truth?
Blue states. It's amazing, isn't it? These states like California that are so absolutely controlled by the Democrats want that power to be absolute in the sense that there are no electoral votes possible from the state of California going to a Republican candidate. And the Constitution's clear. You know, there's a reason why the founders established it the way they did, and it was to protect the rights of minority populations. I'm not talking about racial minorities. I'm talking about small states with few people, and they did the right thing. And I'm surprised that Sisolak did. That's one good thing he's done.
Rico, I know that you're busy. I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today. Hope you have a great weekend, and hope folks come out and see you in Mound House. It's the big blue building, right?
Yep, and it is. We're rocking busy.
Are you really?
We're back busy, busy, busy. Yeah, we finally got really busy. The winter finally ended. My Lord, winter went to the end of May.
I know.
Gee, many Christmas. It's unbelievable. We have so many jobs lined up that have had to push back a month or 2 months, 3 months. It's just crazy. So I'm really glad to be busy again.
Hey, Rico, we'll get you to it. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk
Thanks,
again
Kevin.
Next week.
You have a great weekend too, brother. Bye-bye.
There you go. Rico Waller joining us. There you go.
Clip him off.
There you go. I tried to clip him off. Apparently, I locked him in. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you.
There are a lot of bills that still have not even had a hearing.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP PAC.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes for those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations. Check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Okay, I've got another $20 gift card right now. If you are caller number three, caller number three at 844, the number 2, Nevada. This is Ichabod's Lounge. I love the place. I've been telling you for like 4 months, 5 months, how great this place is. I want you to experience it yourself. So be caller number three right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, I want to get to the audio sound bites. By the way, bottom of the hour, Tom Roberts, Assemblyman, District 13, in the final hours of the legislative session. I want you to hear from Bernie Sanders, and he takes umbrage at a Henderson senior who was accusing him of not working hard for Hillary in 2016. This is Cut 5, Bernie Sanders right here in Henderson yesterday.
My question, and it's not to be negative at all, We've had other candidates here, and one thing people have been asking, and I want to ask you, is if you don't get the nomination, will you support whatever Democrat gets the nomination?
Well, the answer is absolutely and positively yes. I've been very public about that. And I want to make one thing very clear, because sometimes, you know, you see on... Oh, really? I didn't know that. I thought I ran all over the country into Nevada and everybody else working as hard as I humanly could to see that Hillary Clinton was elected president of the United States. All right, you know, and one of the things I take a little bit of umbrage at, okay, is just that. All right? Hillary Clinton and I ran in a tough campaign. She won, I lost. After she lost, I endorsed her. And let me just tell you, because You know, I ran to, I think it was, I don't swear to, I won't swear to you, but I think it was 13, 14 states. I did event after event after event in the states that the Clinton campaign asked me to go to. And I think if you ask Hillary Clinton, she will tell you that I worked probably harder than anyone else to try to do everything I could to win that election, because I knew how bad Trump would be. So that's what I did. I am looking forward to winning this election. If I win, I look forward to my 22 colleagues supporting me. If I don't win, I will support the winner. Absolutely.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Okay, the president. The president yesterday was in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy, their commencement speaker. It's not bad to have the commander-in-chief come to speak to you. That's not, and you know what he did? They had like a class of 1,000 or 1,100 people, cadets. And you know what? He shook every hand. He stayed behind and shook every hand that crossed that stage. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. No, I'm telling you, it's amazing, but it's true. In fact, I tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut six, because I want you to hear the president. And this is cut number six. I want you to hear the president with the graduates at Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, celebrating what he called kind of a legacy of heroes at the Air Force Academy. Here it is.
Today, you inherit a legacy of service and valor handed down through generations. It's a tradition built by legends like Rickenbacker, Doolittle, Wagner, Archer, Boyd, Yeager, Sargent, Grissom, and Chapman. Great people. Great people. These trailblazers broke barriers after barrier, and they innovated and adopted to push America further, faster, and on to total victory. It is the same spirit embodied by your class exemplar, Neil Armstrong, who started out flying jets over Korea and 50 years ago this summer planted our great American flag on the face of the moon. Just like all of the aces of our past and the heroes of our history, they were ready to lead when America needed them most, and so is every cadet who graduates today. Is that correct? I think so. You are the patriots whose names will go down in Air Force history. You will redefine warfare at a very, very critical time in our country's history. You'll win great battles and bring our enemies to crushing defeat. You will explore the boundaries of space and keep America forever proud and forever free. So today you take the controls. You're going to push it up and chart your course across the sky. Keep the wings level and true, because your country is sending you on a vital mission to defend America, protect our people, and to pursue our nation's great and glorious destiny. Nothing will stop you from victory. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force. And with your help, nothing ever, ever will stop the United States of America.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Daniel Honcharu, by the way, will join us early next week as we finish out the session, the 80th Nevada Legislature. There are going to be a lot of surprises. I'm just telling you, there are going to be a ton of surprises. And there may be even another governor's veto. Remember AB 186? The Electoral College Compact, popular vote compact. It got vetoed by the governor. Unbelievable. None of us expected it. Coming up, a member of the legislature, Tom Roberts, from Assembly District 13. What does he expect in these final days? We'll hear from Tom Roberts coming up live and local now.
From the Fox Business Network, President Trump says he'll impose tariffs on all Mexican goods because of illegal immigration that threatened to increase costs for automakers. It also jeopardizes a new North American trade agreement. The Dow is down more than 200 points. Gap shares are tanking after the company reported earnings and sales that disappointed Wall Street. Gap executives blamed one of the coldest, wettest quarters in memory, which meant shoppers stayed home instead of going out to shop. If you're planning to head to the theater this weekend to see Rocket Man, the biopic about Sir Elton John, you'll have plenty of company. In the U.S., Rocket Man is expected to hit $20 million in sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a door-to-door evacuation of about 160 homes in Arkansas where a levee's breached along the Arkansas River. Fred Hale's a farmer there in Dardanelle.
We started moving our cattle out Friday and Saturday. We had about 200 cows to move out and their calves, and we got that and equipment moved out, so we were taking precautions, hoping it wouldn't happen.
President Trump approved a disaster declaration for Arkansas last night because of the recent flooding. About the president threatening escalating tariffs on Mexican imports if that government doesn't crack down on illegal immigration into the U.S., Mexico's foreign minister tweets, it's unfair and makes no economic sense. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
Now he is putting some measures in place that hopefully will get them to engage more so that they will start to help us in this process. We can't continue down the path that we're on.
She was on Fox News Channel. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Joining us now, a guy that's on the firing line. He's an assemblyman from District 13. He is Tom Roberts, and he joins us. Tom, first of all, thanks for joining us. I had carving out some time. I know it is very, very busy for you in these final days.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you having me. Yes, it's getting busy.
can we talk a little bit about where we are in the process? There are a lot of bills that still have not even had a hearing, much less passage by both houses. Are there a lot of bills that will die on the vine come Monday?
Oh yeah, there's just not enough hours left at legislative time to hear everything. So there's no doubt that there'll be some things that will die, and there's a lot of bad stuff that's still out there. There's a lot of same day voter, a bunch of voter reform, and some of those things that are going to have a real physical impact on us and actually delay your election results. I mean, that thing could die, which would be fine with me. And there's some other things that are loaded with really expensive wish lists that might die, but we'll see what gets heard and what makes it out.
Yesterday, a bit of a surprise as we learned that Governor Steve Sisolak is vetoing the National Popular Vote Compact. First of all, explain what that measure would have done, how it would have impacted Nevadans, and more importantly, how surprised were you the governor came through for us?
Well, so if nobody's familiar with it, National Popular Vote is a mechanism in where states across the country pledge their electoral votes, and then once they reach the threshold of 270, basically the Electoral College disappears. As of right now, I believe that they're at 189 electoral votes. There's that many states that have pledged their electoral votes. We would have been added, added our six electoral votes to that process had the governor not vetoed it. And what it would have done is it would have, no matter what the Nevadans decided or who Nevadans decided to be their presidential candidate, we would pledge our electoral votes to whatever the national popular vote was. And in my opinion, it took away some of the power from a small state like ours, where now we get a lot of people visit and they were a swing state. we're important, we're on the national radar, I believe it would diminish us if that would pass. And I believe, to the governor's credit, he realized that it was a step in the wrong direction, and he vetoed the bill.
And just yesterday, just in the last couple of days, we've had Amy Klobuchar in Reno. We've had Bernie Sanders down here in Henderson and across southern Nevada. Am I right? They would not be here if not for the Electoral College. Am I right?
Yeah, you're correct. You know, the proponents of that say that it would change presidential campaigns and they would campaign everywhere. But the reality is that you would go to the population centers of the United States, and that's where you'd spend a majority of your time. You know, the New York's, the California's, the large metro Chicago, places like that where, you know, you get the most bang for your buck, and that's where they'd be spending their time and their money. And what's worse is that would propagate itself into policy. After the election or, you know, whatever they, you know, the presidential, you know, the president would put resources and energy into those areas and kind of forget small America.
Again, Tom Roberts joining us, Assemblyman from District 13. For those that don't around the state know about District 13, give us a little bit of the geography.
Well, District 13 is the northwest part of Las Vegas Valley. It's north of Ann Road, west of Decatur, east of U.S. 95. Geographically, it's not very big, but it's a big residential area, and it's the best district in the Las Vegas Valley.
I want to ask you, we are coming down to the end of the session, and the big question everybody wants answered, and that is, you know, what is the budget going to look like? Is there a shortfall? How do we fill that shortfall? With new taxes or some other device or kicking a can down the road? Where are we in that process? I mean, we're down to just a matter of days.
Well, the education budget, you know, by law, we have to have the education budget passed first. I believe that you will see that. Hopefully something will come out today on that. If you look at the revenues, the money's there. The money's there to fill all the governor's promises as far as, raises additional funds for education in Clark County, so the money is there. The devil's in the details, like Senator Gokchia mentioned, is there was over almost $1 billion in extra additions that were attached to a number of bills. So we'll see what gets cut out and, you know, what gets to, you know, what stays. Of course, they need 2/3 vote to pass any tax increase to extend the modified business tax. We believe that they need 2/3. They have an opinion that says we don't. So it's going to basically be a constitutional showdown unless they can peel off one senator to vote for that thing. And I think they're throwing that out there so that they don't necessarily need the money, but if they can get the extra money, there's some things that they can fund attached to these bills. And that's I think that's what their plan is.
Just a quick note, the modified business tax, there was word, I think about a week ago, that they were going to try and work some sort of deal to where they wouldn't need the modified business tax increase, and thus they would avoid some sort of court challenge. Is there a deal that's in place or a deal that's being worked on? How are we going to get past that, or will we be destined to go to court on that modified business tax?
Well, it's my understanding that we have enough money in the current budget. There's enough revenues to carve out a budget to pay for the things that we need to pay for. I think there's an appetite to extend the modified business tax, like I said, to pay for some stuff that is in some of these other bills that are laying out there, you know, on the wish list, or to help them if you pass collective bargaining and you delay implementation at the state level, then that's monies that you can grab 2 years from now, and you may not have to come back to the well and raise taxes. So I think there's a lot of promises and stuff that the governor and some of the Democrats made that are on the edge here, and we'll see how it falls in the end.
Again, joining us, Assemblyman from District 13, Tom Roberts, joining us from Carson City. As we get ready to wind things down, what is it you're most proud of? I know you went into the session knowing you were going to be in the minority, the distinct minority, the super minority. But have you been able to get any things done? And can you talk a little bit about some of the progress that you have made?
Well, I think what I'm most proud of is, despite our small numbers, I think I'll give the speaker and the majority leader credit. They've worked across the aisle with us on a number of things, and we've been able to craft some decent legislation. There's still some things out there that we just don't agree with, but we've been able to work together and do some things that I think are really good for the state. For me personally, five of my six bills, I've had passed, and now I'm not changing the world with any of those things, but they're things that make difference in the lives of everyday Nevadans, some military family stuff, some police stuff, and some public safety things. And so I'm proud to be able to move those and get those all passed. I only had one dissenting vote out of all of it, so that's not too bad. But I think I've laid the groundwork to come back here the next session and pick up where we left off, and hopefully we have some better numbers as far as, in the assembly, to where we actually, there's no way we'll probably take the majority, but if we're, we have higher numbers to where we're not super minority, at least we can stop some tax increases and have more influence on some of the legislation that comes out of the next session.
By the way, speaking of super majorities and all of that, I know it's the other body and maybe you don't intersect all that much, but I'm curious, are the eight Republicans prepared to stand together in these final hours against tax increases and things like that?
Yeah, it's my understanding they are. I think they'll throw some carrots out there for some individuals to see if they can peel some off. But I believe they know how important it is collectively as a group. I think Senator Selmeyer is doing an excellent job as leader and keeping them, keeping everybody together. Hopefully they stand strong, and we'll see over the next two or three days.
I know, Tom, there have been stories over the years of how Carson City is a cesspool. That it's all about money and lobbyists and deal making. After experiencing this, anything change your mind? I mean, any impressions of the process that you folks use there in Carson City?
Like I said, I was the legislative liaison for Las Vegas Metro Police 10 years ago. So it was a side experience from that side. I don't think it's really a cesspool. I think you have a lot of people up here working on the interest, on various interest groups, and nine times out of 10, when you have a piece of legislation, there's always somebody on the losing side. And I think Nevadans should be proud of their legislators. And I think they take a lot into account on a majority of issues and kind of try to split the baby, and ensure that you try to hold as few harmless as you can. So I'm proud of that process. I'm still, there's still a lot of things that go on as far as, some of the national interests. What disappoints me is some of the national interests that pushes into the state, when you have like national popular vote, you have some of the gun laws and some of those outside influences. What makes Nevada great and why I love our state is that we've always kind of been our own independent Nevada. And that kind of makes me sad when I see national interest move into politics here in our state. And hopefully we can keep as much of that out of here as we can.
Tom, in our final couple of minutes, we said back in November, at the midterms, we said, elections have consequences, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm curious, what does it tell you about the mission statement as we look ahead? To me, it's vitally important that we elect more Republicans, hopefully conservative Republicans, to the Assembly, to the State Senate. But after what you've seen and the way that the Democrats have essentially had their way in a lot of different areas, does it underscore the importance of this upcoming election in 2020?
Yeah, I mean, it literally does. There's something to say about balancing government. No matter what party you're in, it's always good to have, a balance there. And, especially if you're a conservative, you don't want to see it get so far out of whack as it is now. So I think it's important that Republicans in this state, work to strengthen our numbers. But I'd also, that independent group is growing, independent registration or nonpartisan registration. And I think the party really needs to attract those folks and pull them over, during election time. And we need to make sure that our message reaches those people, and we pull them in. And I think when you have abortion and things that are, the notification abortion age, and and really just bad pieces of legislation that are just not good for family values, I think we can appeal to those independents and get them to vote our way. At least that's going to be the plan.
Final question, get down to the final days, has it been better than you expected, about what you expected, or worse than you expected, this 80th Nevada legislature?
I think it's about what I expected. I figured, even though Democrats took control of the state, all three houses or two houses and, an executive branch, I knew, or at least I figured, that they wouldn't go too far, because, I think they didn't want to swing the pendulum too far. And I think they've kind of done that to some degree, but, there's still a lot of time left. I kind of figured we'd be able to get some things done, and we have. And so it's about what I've expected. I just hope that we can turn the tide a little bit between now and, the next election cycle, and so that we have a little more leverage than we do this session.
By the way, I'm going to beg one more question off you. Are you ready to come home?
Yeah, I'm ready to come home. It's been a long session, and this is the point where it starts to wear on you a little bit. It'd be good to come back to Southern Nevada. Of course, it's the sad part is I'm going to start hitting hot weather, in a couple of weeks. I missed all the great weather in the spring, but I'm ready to come home. We don't have a special session.
I was just going to say, unless there's a special session. Tom Roberts, thanks so much for your work throughout the session, the constituent service work that you do outside of the session, but also joining us periodically throughout the 80th Nevada legislature. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you when you get home.
We will. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your time, and I want to thank your listeners for tuning in.
There you go. Tom Roberts, the Assemblyman.
Tom Roberts. Assemblyman District 13. Had a chance to visit with him earlier this morning. And he's ready to come home, and we're ready to have him. In fact, we'll try and get him in sometime next week after the legislature goes away. Unless there is a special session called by the governor, there could be more drama. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Also, you'll hear from the President of the United States at the Air Force Academy. All that and more coming up, live and local now. All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go. Books swirl it down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
It's live and local now. The president was in Colorado Springs. Let's go to cut seven. Because the president brought a very positive message to the 2019 graduates at the Air Force Academy. This was the president yesterday.
Each of you is graduating at a truly incredible time for our country. Our country is doing well. Our country is respected again. We are respected again. And we're reawakening American pride, American confidence, and American greatness. You know that. These gentlemen know it, I'll tell you right now. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's very nice. And we're restoring the fundamental principle that our first obligation and highest loyalty is to the American citizen. No longer will we sacrifice America's interests to any foreign power. We don't do that anymore. In all things and ways, we are putting America first, and it's about time.
One of the things I love is celebrating the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Oh, come on. You know what day it is. That's by request, by the way. Do you know what time it is right now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Okay, coming up tomorrow, or actually Monday. The clock is ticking down on the 80th Nevada Legislature. We'll bring you the good, the bad, and the ugly from the session. Join us on Monday. Till we join you then, my name is Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
A key abortion ruling in Missouri. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The